Welcome, everybody, to episode, what is it, 614 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty headbanging cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you?
Headbanging? What do you mean?
Well, you know, the intro gets me headbanging almost every time, so I just figured you guys were the same
excuse
way.
Excuse me.
Oh, there we go. Show's over.
Yep, show is done. Thanks for coming. Thanks for showing up, and welcome to next week's show of RP Grinders. Gentlemen, Breakman, how are you doing, man?
I'm all right.
All right? Just all right? You don't sound too enthusiastic, man. Like, you know, not enough beer, I don't think. I think you need a few more.
Do you want me to throw a party or something? Get some streamers?
Yeah, why not, man?
Get those, noisemakers they have, like the ones you spin around. And
yeah, as long as...
Do you remember those little metal things you'd spin in your hand and shit?
Yeah. I remember those.
Or not for sure. Yeah, New Year's Eve.
As long as Harmy doesn't show up, I'm perfectly okay with whatever you do, Breakman. No problems. How about you, Eric?
That's okay. His cousin Handy can show up.
Handy? I don't know if we want Handy showing up anytime soon.
I said Hammy, not Handy.
Oh, Hammy. Hammy. I got you.
Yeah, I clearly heard Hammy.
I heard Handy. I don't know, man.
I think you were projecting, Frank.
Look, I'm no Giuliani, Breakman, so, you know.
I think Frank just wants a Handy.
Well, I mean, are you offering, Eric, or, you know?
It.
Get out of here, Bernie. All right, gentlemen. We have a fun-filled show for you all today. We got news stories, of course. I'm sure our Stinkos and Sweetos are going to be super interesting this week. And, of course, we have the end of our greatest horror movie of all time, Tourney, in our free-for-all. So it should be a really, really fun time. And we got a chihuahua that's wanting some attention and not letting me do my thing here. Yep, pretty much, exactly. Okay, so why do we not get started with this? RPG News. All right, Eric, you are up.
Hey, freaks in chat.
Oh, Jesus Christ, you waited. Really? You waited for Freak to get into chat to do that, really? Oh, Jesus. Ugh, this is awful. Harmy the harmonica's in the house. I thought we would have 1 week without Harmy, but Freak 5 summoned the Harmy, so there you go.
Harmy's in the contract.
So. Yep, okay. All right, Eric, what do we got?
Okay, from RPG site, we've got cooperative RPG brawler hybrid Young Souls to launch in 2021 for Google Stadia, followed by release on Steam.
Google Stadia? What is that? What's a Stadia?
Something that's going to be dead by the end of the year.
Like Quibi?
Oh, yeah. Quibi. Quibi's
already
done.
Dead.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You said by the end of the year. I said like Quibi.
Exactly, man. How long is Stadia going to last, actually? I mean, do we think? Are we giving it 2021? Mid-2021? Like, what's the time frame on Stadia being a done deal?
I wonder if there are any other console releases after the Steam version. Doesn't say on here.
I don't know, but it looks like it's not. It doesn't jump out at me. But other than the cooperative brawler thing, you know, which is always fun, but I don't know. That doesn't look super super exciting. Like normally, I'm excited for art styles, but I don't know this type of art style. It just doesn't look great to me. It looks like. Like a really cheapy, like, paper aesthetic. You know what I mean? Like, semi, like, 2.5D type thing. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. It looks weird. But, I don't know. Might
I heard
be fun.
Crossing Souls is a much better game. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. All right, Break.
That's also an RPG.
Breakman, what do we got next?
Coming to us live from RPG site, the Outer Worlds Nintendo Switch patch 1.2 available now. Improves performance, visuals, and other fixes. Let's see if they have the other fixes in this article. Here we go. Features including this update implemented a half-resolution SSAO.
Whatever that means.
What's that saying, Frank? I'm sorry.
I was just saying whatever half-resolution SSAO means.
Yeah, I actually do.
I want to see video of it getting played because I heard when it launched it was basically unplayable. But some people don't care about that. They just want their portable Outer Worlds experience.
Implemented clouds and skybox, replace SSR with sphere reflection capture, disabled subsurface profile shading, added depth of field to conversation camera. And then there's actually more. Limited the max instance count for sounds to improve CPU performance. Adjusted the volume threshold for sounds to improve CPU performance. What, like the sound's too loud? Like you just be walking and footsteps are like, boom, boom, boom. Like, oh, fuck. Pack textures to save memory. Optimized materials for the environment and terrain. Optimized and added more vegetation to the world. Add details to the world buildings. Use normal map textures instead of triangles for objects. This sounds like stuff they should have done before it was released. Redesigned some buildings, meshes rebuilt for improved visuals, light map texture streaming rebuilt, fixed character AI issues, improved the streaming performance to fix the building dark issues players experience, and some texture blur issues.
You know, so, I was looking at a Digital Foundry comparison of Witcher 3 for... the Switch as opposed to the other systems. And, you know, of course the Switch doesn't have nearly the horsepower that those other systems do, but holy shit, does it not look good on the Switch as well, man. Like
I heard it's more or less basically the same as the PS4 version. It just looks slightly worse.
Yeah, it looks, I mean, when you're playing it handheld, apparently it looks, I mean, there's not much, you know, difference from the PS4 version visually when you're playing handheld mode, but I mean I'm amazed and impressed with what people are able to do with the Switch, to be honest. So the fact that they did patch in more textures and other stuff, improvements on this stuff, you know,
I think as long as it too much kernel is to come to the Switch, it's probably going to ship from the Switch to the successor to the Switch if it's coming out next year.
Oh. Wow, yeah. I don't know. It's really cool. I dig stuff like that. So anything else on that break?
Mm-mm. Freak 5 says, today is International Slap and Irritating Coworker Day, so he slapped his sister.
Two-in-one bonus right there, Freak 5, for sure. All right, let's move on to the next story. Coming to us live from RPGsite.net, Atelier Riza 2. Physical PS5 release in Japan canceled. Oh, this is not good news.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. So there you go. They announced that it would be canceled due to various circumstances, COVID. This means the PS5 is now digital only, just like in the West. So they probably figured...
They're probably also thinking, well, if you're getting a free upgrade, that they can't just give you a physical copy.
Yeah, that they probably, well, yeah, it's definitely money related. I mean, they probably crunched the numbers and said it's just not worth releasing.
It just doesn't mean that they won't do a physical release on the PS5 ever. It's just not launch.
Yeah, well, I guess
maybe
that's
someday.
Okay. Yeah, maybe someday. You know, someday when SSDs are like super cheap and like super, you know, have a lot of like, you know, options as far as like how much, you know, gigabytes or, you know, stuff you can put on there. I think we'll, you know, people are going to go more and more to non-physical releases, which I think is okay. I think that's going to be the future. I think unless
you're Call of Duty, which you actually end up being larger than the actual SSD card.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. We need bigger SSDs for sure. But the thing is,
it speaks more than I'm just not compressing anything.
And that too. But I think, next generation is going to be the first generation where we're not going to see any physical releases. So, you know, we got what, seven, eight years before that happens, but okay.
I'm sure there'll still be boutique physical releases, but like as far as publisher side goes,
yeah,
there'll be less.
Yeah. So it's just interesting that they canceled the physical release. Like Eric said, it still might come out physically, just not right away. So, all right, Eric, what do we got next?
We've got a shmup to talk about called Crimson Clover World Explosion, which is an expansion of the original Crimson Clover World Ignition.
Do you ever play that, Eric?
I have the Steam version. I played it for a bit. It's fun, yeah. But... I'd like to get it on Switch if possible, but It's coming out on October 29th, and you have Boost, Original Time Attack, and Limited Modes. And there's also a Novice version, which is less challenging, and then the CNR Arcade version. And then there's the Range option, which the goal is to shoot any enemy in your path while avoiding their own projectiles, because they have this thing called Revenge Bullets when they blow up, which will try to kill you. And then you have to weave through that. And you can trigger break mode to become more powerful. Fill the break meter again while in break mode, and you'll get a double break.
Wow, break mode. Where's break? Did break it back? Because that should be super exciting for him. I'm looking at this game, Eric, and you want to talk about a bullet hell game. This is holy shitness. I don't know how people play these games. Like, it's a matter of pixels, you know, to not get killed.
As far as shmups goes, it's an indie shmup, so it kind of looks rough compared to other shmups, but it's all right looking.
Yeah, looks okay.
And you can use the flip grip to play in Tate mode, so you can have a vertical screen, yeah, just like the arcades.
Yeah. Freak 5 is, wow, you're mean to your sister. He says also, when I have to fart at work, I go to the area she is working in. Wow. That's mean. That's just mean, Freak 5. Totally mean. Hey, Breakman, do we have you back? Okay. I will do the next story. Anything else on that one, Eric?
Nope, that's pretty much it.
Okay, next story comes to us from Silicon Era. Iwahime English version arrives to curse people ahead of Halloween. The time has come. Iwahime English version is here. Let me play the video for y'all. $29.99, $7.99 DLC chapter. Though someone picks up the game or add-on by October 30th, there's 10% discount. So it's $26.99 and $7.19 respectively. In Iwahime, players follow Susumi Susuhara, a young man living alone who just transferred to a new high school. It seems normal enough, except for a classmate with a supposedly cursed doll named Toei Kurokami. She always carries it with her, and players get drawn into the mystery surrounding her. Story comes from someone quite experienced at building suspense, as When They Cry creator Ryokishi07 wrote it. To help get a better idea of what to expect from this otherworldly tale that also mixes in traditional kid and high school elements, here's the Iwahime opening movie. So there's a movie I'm playing now. It's just a little, looks like a trailer. I don't know. But there's some screenshots and stuff. It looks pretty. It looks interesting. I don't know. What, do you have anything on this, Eric?
No, but I'll always be down for something that they wrote, because When They Cry is a good series that people should read. If you've got a computer, it doesn't necessarily have to be all that powerful, since it's a visual novel, and more importantly, it's an old visual novel. So
yeah. Writing is
key. So if you've got a laptop, you can play it on there. But yeah, I really do hope that one day the Switch and PS4 versions get, or of Kai, get released.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Breakman, do we have you back yet?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Can you do the next story, DiCapo?
One more thing.
Okay.
Higurashi has an anime, but it's not a one-to-one. It's actually a completely different setting with the same characters in similar style. And that's what they did with that anime, unlike Umineko, which apparently by Panda's account isn't that great of a conversion. Because they probably skipped a lot of stuff. Okay. Anyways, that's like 53 episodes, because I think it combines all the different anime series together. And then there's the new Higurashi anime,
yeah,
which is apparently a sequel and not a reboot. Huh. So,
all right. Freak 5 says his sister is older and was mean to him when they were kids. So that makes it okay, Freak 5.
My sister was older. She was not mean to me when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Sorry, dude.
Yeah.
I got a better older sister.
All right, Breakman.
Coming to us live from Silicon Era, DiCapo 4 Fortunate Departures coming to PC in early 2021. The player once again assumed the role of Ichito Takasaka, a student at Kagami Academy, who will enjoy the Kagase Autumn Festival with the girlfriend he fell in love with last spring. The available heroines in the visual novel are... I'm not going to read all these names. I'm not doing that.
Come on,
by
man.
The way, all guys. Right. By the way, this is an arrow gay.
Oh, even better. Yeah. Okay, I won't force you through that.
No, it's fine. Arisu Sagasawa. Okay. Nino Takasaka. That's a stepsister. Serene Umi. Wait, he can date his stepsister in this? Ew.
That's not really incest, though, but it is... It's... Crossing
grow
that
up
line.
Together.
Yeah.
Well, not necessarily. It could be like a recent.
Eric, that's taboo, man. That's really a taboo. But okay, we'll hope that he doesn't end up with his stepsister.
Nobody complains about Joshua and Estelle Bright from the, the Legend of Heroes series.
I will. I'll complain about it.
I've never played it, so. Yeah. There you go. All right. Serene Umi, Hiyori Shirakawa, how do you pronounce two eyes together?
Sheena.
Hojo.
It's just Sheena. You hold the eyes.
Okay, so it's like holding the... Okay, Sheena. Hojo, Miyu Mishima, and Chiyoko Hinohara.
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad, Break. You've gotten better over the last 10 years.
Shut up. You know it's funny, but in Tales of Symphonia, there's a character named Sheena, but they didn't spell it like this because they probably made a conscious decision in the localization to make it too easy because that's what people would do anyway.
Yeah.
The physical releases for Fortune Departures will be available in multiple editions. The first print edition at 9,800 yen. It will include a vocal song CD, and a booklet. A bundle that contains both Fortune Departures and the original DeCapo 4 will also be available at 14,800 yen. The most expensive one of the Circus 20th Anniversary Special Edition at 22,222 yen. In addition to the first print edition contents, the anniversary edition will also add a vocal song CD and an arranged soundtrack CD from the original DeCapo 4, as well as a movie of the DeCapo Super Live 2 concert that was held on February 11, 2020, so right before the pandemic. Wow.
Yep.
So DeCapo 4 Fortune Departures is an all-age visual novel that will be available physically in DVD format for PCs in Japan in early 2021.
Speaking of pandemic.
Yeah, I said the series was an arrow game. I wasn't sure about this one though. So
this one actually isn't.
Yeah, all ages. Breakman, speaking of the pandemic though, you see our numbers are like creeping back up to record numbers again.
Yeah, there's a stinko on that. So yeah.
All right. Well, nice little tease there. Freak Fight says my sister thought it was funny to punch me on the leg and give me a Charlie horse. Well, anytime somebody
sisters, sorry.
In fairness, Freak Five, like anytime somebody punches you, that's kind of funny. You know, you in particular. But well, at least from my
that's
point
what
of
I
view.
Thought you meant. It was just. Him like yeah. If it's anybody else that gets punched it's not
no anybody else yeah. I mean that's awful you know but
yeah,
but Freak Five
like, you can't help
although
that.
Although I think the only reason this is in all ages is because it's basically the epilogue chapter for each of these characters.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the next story. Come to us from Silicon Era. NIS America will handle R-Type Final 2 in the West. So there you go. That's the story there. They do have a really nice what they call an inaugural flight edition, which is up on the screen now. It contains the game for the Switch, the soundtrack, cover art book, and a collector's box. So that's kind of nifty. I don't see any numbers on price here, but there's a nifty little trailer, which I'll play a little bit for chat.
So I wonder what went down for NISA to do the publishing on the North American release.
Yeah, that's kind of weird, man.
Like this was originally a Kickstarter.
Yeah. Maybe they saw the potential and money and decided to pick it up. But
yeah, when there's a name involved, even if it's like a...
Yeah, you there?
The name exists. Like, yeah, companies will take it as an IP.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it looks good. Like, I'm looking at the trailer now. It looks beautiful. I mean, if you took Gradius to the highest level and made it R-Type, that's what this R-Type looks like to me. So, yeah, good for them.
R-Type's fucking hard.
It is. It's really, really, really really hard. It's funny when Trump gets punched. When have you ever seen Trump get punched?
Because like our type's not exactly a bull hell, but like dying is devastating.
Yeah.
I mean, there's that one meme where the Hulk punches him, but other than that, like, yeah, like, this guy's probably never had anybody lay their hands on his entire life.
Oh, he's so privileged, man. It's not even funny. Even though he's poor as fuck, according to his tax returns. How many people you know owe $450 million, Breakman?
According to actually the New York Times, he owes a lot more than that. But the 410 specifically, the one entity, yeah. We don't know who that is.
Yeah, could be
China, since we just found out he has a bank account with them.
Could be Russia. You know, all the Russian praise and stuff like that. You know, so just speculation on our part, of course. But All right, Eric, what do we got next?
We wouldn't want to go around spreading horrible rumors, you know, like our president does.
No, not at all, because we're decent human beings, unlike the president of the United States. But you know, whatever. Okay, Eric, what do we got next?
We've got PS5 streaming apps that will be available day one.
All right.
YouTube, Netflix, Spotify, and Disney Plus. And those are only the ones that we know. There might be more.
But, okay, because if they got Disney, they're going to have Hulu and probably ESPN also.
Yeah, yeah. I would
also
doubt.
Apple TV.
Oh, okay.
And Twitch, of course, because I guess there's still Twitch integration with PS5.
Oh, that's really nice. Is that the way that media remote – is that the final build of the media remote with the Netflix buttons and stuff?
Apparently.
Because I
hope that that stuff like Crunchyroll, Verve, Tubi, and High Dive and especially Funimation, because Sony, you fucking own them.
I know. I don't much care for buttons, like specific buttons on the remotes like that. That to me, it takes away from the remote. I just prefer not.
It's a waste for people who don't have them. Like I don't have Spotify, so there's a button on that remote I'll never use.
Yeah,
this,
I got Netflix, YouTube, and Disney, but Spotify is
having to check my TV's firmware updates to see if it will have apps for Verve and stuff. Yeah.
Plus, it's kind of inconvenient too. Because how many times have you picked up a remote and accidentally hit one of those buttons? Like, I have a TV that has like a Hulu button at the bottom, or a Stars button, or a Sling button on my remote, and I'm like, I hit those buttons. I'm like, I don't have any of that shit. You know, it's like what? Anyways, you know what I'm saying? It's stupid.
I think my Roku only has a Netflix button on it, which is good.
Yeah, my Roku has. I'm looking at it right now. Netflix, Sling, Hulu, and Stars. I'm like, Jesus Christ! I can't tell you the number of times I've hit that Stars button. I'm like,
I wonder how much money those corporations pay to get their names on those remotes.
Oh, they probably pay a ton, man. I mean, think about it. Like the amount of times like you hit that button, you're like, man, I should just get this. I've thought about it before. I'm like, with the amount of times I've hit Stars, maybe I should get Stars. You know, it's like it's like a psychological thing more than anything. But all right, last story of the day comes to us from republicworld.com. I think that's the first time we've ever used them. Fire Emblem 30th Anniversary Edition Shadow Dragon to release in the U.S. for the first time. Marks the completion of 30 years and is celebrating the anniversary by selling a special edition for $49 a roonies. So it's a tactical role-playing game, and it... Wow, it says game was launched for the DS console now for the first time. Shadow Dragon.
The remake.
Okay, so it's a remake. But the first time.
No, not this one. The one on the DS was.
Yeah. Okay. For the first time, Shadow Dragon and the Blade of Light is going to launch in the U.S. Fire Emblem was initially released in 1990 and now will be available on the Switch platform. At a price of $5.99. Why did they say $49.99? That's kind of weird.
Because that's the physical release.
Oh, so the physical...
It's a special edition with all the extra shit.
Oh, okay. So you can buy it for $6 digitally, but $49, I guess, for the...
But there's the catch to both of these.
Okay, what's the catch, man?
Like the Mario All-Stars Collection, it's going to be available for a limited time.
Oh, yippity-doo.
And it doesn't specify how long that will be.
Ugh. Let me read you what the special edition has. It has...
For all we know, that's just them selling them until it's not profitable anymore.
Yeah. Okay, it has...
Well, but they're going to have the digital... The digital release isn't going to go away, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
No.
That'll
no,
go
it
away,
is.
Too.
It is. Jesus yep. Christ, Nintendo, for
yep.
fuck's sake.
Yep, exactly.
But maybe at that time, it just ends up on Nintendo Switch Online.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. So it has the physical special edition pre-order has a nostalgic stylized physical NES box. That's interesting. That's actually kind of a cool touch. Replica NES game pack art piece with a protective sleeve. That's really cool. So it sort of looks like, you know, the old school cartridges. Colorful 222-page Legacy of Arcania deluxe hardbound art book. Oh, that's nice. Full game download and an NES instruction manual.
Yeah, because they're not
holy shit a manual.
I know,
because they're not going to put a game that small on a cartridge.
Yeah, no. I mean, wow, that's actually really cool. I mean, I would consider getting that actually, because I mean that.
Word of warning, though, the original Fire Emblem is rough looking.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they did it. Is this the remake or the
no?
Oh, this is the original? I don't know if I'd pay that much. I'd pay the $6 to play it, though.
I don't know. You think they'd throw in the DS version just for the hell of it, though.
Yeah, whatever. That would be cool.
And to be fair, I think Genealogy of the Holy War is a remake of the original as well, but that's a Super Nintendo game.
Gotcha. Okay, well, it's stuff to look forward to for sure. Okay, let's move on to Homie Discounts.
I don't think so. Homie don't play that.
All right, Homie Discounts this week. We still got that...
Maybe I'm thinking of Thracia 776.
We still got that PS Plus deal on CD codes. So there's that. Eric, you have one.
Yeah, if you go on the eShop, you can download Trials of Mana on Switch for $35, and Collection of Mana is $20.
Yeah, that's actually a really cool deal, for sure. So that's something to look out for if you have a Switch. Get Trials of Mana for only $35. Is it worth it, Eric?
Yeah, I'd say so, especially okay. at that price.
All right. Freak says it was funny when Buzz Aldrin punched that guy who thinks the moon landing was fake. Yeah, that was pretty funny. He also says his wife made biscuits and gravy for dinner. That sounds actually really good, man. I haven't had biscuits and gravy for a little while. That sounds good. Mm. Breakman, do we play your intro? Nothing this week?
I got a meme from Freak, and that was about it. It is a pretty funny Mega Man meme. You can see it by going on our Twitter account, RP Grinders. You know, what you could ask your Breakman.
You sound so dejected, Breakman, every time you don't get a question. I should make, you know.
Breakman's saying that 80s anime hair, but I'm just laughing at the same illustrator for the original Legend of Zelda did the artwork for Fire Emblem.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, then let's move on to...
Inquiring minds want to know.
What have you been playing, Breakman?
Let me see. I've been playing a lot of Doom Eternal. Everything I said last week, I think, pretty much holds up. Like, the shooting is a lot of fun. The platforming is horrible in every single way. It shouldn't be in there. But the shooting is good. And guns are awesome. You can power them up. And, like, the super shotgun's got, a hook on it, so you can fly right at your enemy and blast them right in the face, which
Ooh,
is pretty awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah, and I just got the BFG, you know.
So wait, you shoot the hook does damage, and then you blast them in the face.
I don't know if the hook does damage or not. It pulls you towards them is what it does. And that's why
So it's like a surprise attack in a way.
You know? Yeah, sort of.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
That like a stagger effect then?
You can stagger every enemy in this game. Mm-hmm. They just have to take enough damage, but some enemies, they're weak, so you can't stagger them at all. I mean, you won't be able to stagger them with point blank with a super shotgun. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of, I haven't seen an enemy yet you don't stagger. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
And then you execute them, which is always
fun. Because I think in the original Doom, the only gun that had a staggering effect was the chain gun.
It's when they take enough damage with any weapon, it doesn't matter.
Mm. Yeah. What else have you been playing, Break?
So most of the Doom Eternal, and the levels are huge, and that's cool. The exploring isn't, because of all the fucking platforming and monkey bars and jumping over chasms and stupid shit like that. I've also been playing on my Switch. I love my Switch.
Yeah, the Switch is awesome, man. I'm really happy you got a Switch, Breakman. That's really, really good news. Anything in particular you're looking forward to playing on the Switch, Break?
Let me see.
You should pick up Zelda for sure.
I want to get Odyssey. I need to get Odyssey. I want to get Smash Brothers. Yeah.
You get that Fire Emblem game.
It's only $6.
It's out now.
Yeah. Zelda for sure you should get, man. Breath of the Wild is a great game. Great, great game.
You could also get that Hyrule Warriors or the Hyrule Warriors Age of Calamity.
Actually look fun. Yeah, and he says he's been playing Mario 35. I've been playing Mario 35 as well. It's a lot of fun. I found out when you get to level 100, you can play as Luigi. I don't know what that does since I'm not to level 100 yet, because yeah, I can only play the game for like 5 minutes at a time. Well, I should say each match prior to lasts about 10 minutes.
Maybe so. Luigi jumps differently. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he has that.
Usually how it works.
Has that floating jump bullshit that I always used to
hate.
Yeah,
but he didn't in the original Super Mario Brothers.
I know.
And I don't see them doing anything different. Like, everything is just taken from the original Super Mario Brothers. All the sprites, all the enemies.
Yeah. I think they changed the way he jumped in Super Mario Brothers 2, though. Mm-hmm. If you play it as him.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
You mean the version that we got or the Lost Levels?
Not the Lost Levels, the version we got.
Lost Levels?
Yeah.
Okay.
He said he's been playing Animal Crossing. Bernie says she wants that game too.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard that's a good game. I would like to check Animal Crossing out.
Mm-hmm. If you want a more relaxing kind of paced, you know, game, then that's...
Well, I mean, I spend a lot of time shooting shit. It's nice to relax sometimes. You're shooting, stabbing, or slicing, you know?
Yeah, you know, it was funny.
Nice to just go fishing, I guess.
It was funny. I think it was, maybe it was PlayStation 4, but there was a game called Flower that I always used to go to because it was just used, you know, all you did was use the motion controls to kind of, you know, you were like wind, basically, and you picked up flowers and, you know, like petals and the more, yeah, I thought it was really cool. And then all of a sudden it has this one level where it like totally jarred me like with electricity and shit. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. That's a wicked turn of events here. You know, I wasn't
like I was
that.
Relaxing and enjoying. What the fuck is this shit?
Yeah. Stuff like that. But it was a good game, man. I enjoyed that game quite a bit. All right. Anything else you've been playing, Break?
No, but that your feeling kind of reminds me of Final Fantasy 15 a little, because I was really enjoying myself. Everything was going good, and then they had this really huge dark turn to change the game completely. And it's like, what the?
Yeah.
Oh, but I was enjoying what I was doing before.
Yeah. I hate stuff like that. It like totally jars you. It kind of takes you away a little bit, you know? It's like,
yeah.
But all right, Eric, what you been playing, man?
Just more Super Mario Brothers U Deluxe. And Trails of Cold Steel 4. I'm nearing the end of that game, so my review isn't ready yet. And even after I get it done, I still have to write a couple other reviews tomorrow.
Yeah. Is the embargo done on your embargo game? Or
the review embargo, yeah, that lifted today.
Oh, what was it?
Huh?
What game was it?
Huh. I just told you, Trails of Cold Steel 4.
Oh, that was the game? Trails of Cold Steel 4? That was what... Oh, my goodness, man. Okay. Okay, anything else, Eric?
No, that's it.
All right. I played Dark Souls Remastered. I'm getting back into that game. And, oh, boy, I wish I didn't, man. Like, I remember why I hated it. I didn't hate it. I love the game, actually. Not as much as Demon Souls, but it's harder than Demon Souls. It just is. It's really, really difficult game, man. Like, I don't know how else to put it. And then I'm watching these speed runs of the game, and these people are like, you know, they like take off all their armor and they're just running around in their underwear. They have
Have you killed the Capra demon with poo?
No, man. Like, I can't even.
I did that.
Like, I haven't even beaten the first, like, asylum demon yet. So that tells you how far I am in that game. But I did.
Frank just sucks at Souls.
I do. I'll admit it, man. Like, I suck at that game, man. But you know what? The PlayStation 5 has a lot of promise. And one thing I'm looking forward to is, like, looking forward how, like, the picture-in-picture thing. don't know if you guys saw that video, but like there's points in the game where like if you get kind of stuck, you can, you know, hit this function, you know, and it'll kind of show you like kind of what to do in that section. That's I'm looking forward to that because
so it's
that,
like a Mario Brothers game.
Yeah, sort of like that, man. But yeah, I don't know. I'm looking forward to it, but there you go. All right, anybody, Breakman, did
you ever... imagine if Dark Souls had like a basically a play to win button?
Yeah, no,
like, I think like the when the 3DS was still current, they had like it was called Super Play or something.
I vaguely remember what you're talking about, Eric, where
it basically
like,
turns you invincible for like a level.
Yeah, I didn't like that function at all because that, I mean, you might as well just not even play the game. You know what I mean? Well, like that.
I hated it just because it was intrusive. It would just bother you. Say, yeah. Do you want to use this thing?
And Freak 5 is exiled for a second time.
I used it once on Donkey Kong Country Returns on the 3DS, but I didn't care for it, so yeah. I didn't use it.
No, this is different, Eric. This is like a picture-in-picture thing where it kind of shows you, like if you...
I thought that was just for trophies.
Though. No, they did it for trophies, but they show you, like, little sections of the game that are, like, if it's difficult for you. It's like, basically, it's like a strategy guide in a picture-in-picture, but with visuals. So I think that's really cool. Breakman, did you have a review this week?
No, not really.
All right, Eric, I don't see any for you, and I don't either. So, let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the Week.
All right, Breakman, you're Stinko of the Week.
All right, I said earlier, like, COVID is definitely on my list of Stinkos today. I got a couple, and it is spiking across the country, and... in my state, particularly in my city, it's spiking really high. We're at red. Now they're talking of putting us at purple, a color that didn't exist before.
Oh, boy. It's that bad there, man. Jesus. Yeah. You know, oddly enough, I was looking at the map, and California and New York are trending the opposite way. Mm-hmm. So the states with the most populace is heading down because they're using masks and doing the proper things, you know. And everywhere else... it's kind of spiking. Colorado's kind of level, which is good. But, man, like...
I mean, the rush to get back into schools and the going into stores and stuff like that, just so many people are in a hurry to get back to the way things were that they just didn't stop to think that maybe it's not too soon. Maybe it's too soon because, you know, we haven't done a damn thing to fight the virus, really.
Yeah, yeah, we've done nothing. I mean, some places are people are wearing masks, but nothing is ever enforced. Like, when I go into Walmart, like, I've seen cops walking around with no mask. I mean, people, like, it's scary to even walk into Walmart. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And there's, what other choice do we have? You know, we have to go buy groceries.
Everybody here is wearing a mask in businesses.
You know, and some people say, well, you know, just order delivery. Well, okay, but do you trust the people picking out your stuff that they're...
I'm pretty sure COVID was responsible for my local Georgia's pizza closing down because it's not here anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Sorry to hear that, Freak Five. He says his wife was hospitalized on Sunday. Is she doing better? Freak 5, her asthma is really bad. I know that.
Yeah, asthma is no joke.
Yeah, it sucks. Bernie has asthma too. It's not too bad, she said, since she moved to Colorado, which is strange because we have higher elevation, but maybe it's just the weather. But yeah, Breakman, continue.
So yeah, so COVID's spiking, and as we said, nobody's really doing anything, and the president just keeps saying it's going to disappear while he's rushing funding to get whatever vaccines out as quick as possible, whether they work or not.
I'm skeptical of the vaccines.
Second stinker. Yes. I think we all should be. The hurry they're going to rush these through.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Trump doesn't really care if it saves lives or not. He just wants to get reelected. He just wants to look good. Ooh, I just heard thunder in the background. So if I go dark all of a sudden, I'm going to lose power.
Okay, we'll know that.
Yeah. And my other stinko goes to the state of Texas.
Uh-oh. What did Texas do now?
The state of Texas enacted a law this week stating that social workers can choose to not help, people in the gay community, the trans community, or the disabled community.
This is awful. I heard about this, but I didn't know too much about
it. It's actually illegal in Ohio, so.
Yeah, isn't that federally illegal too, Brakeman? So
I honestly don't know about that, but I'm pretty sure it's horrible to just think like that. You know, these people, their jobs are to help people, and they can just decide to not help somebody because maybe they only have one arm, or because maybe they kiss dudes or something. What are you fucking talking about? Are you kidding me?
I think that's going to be challenged, man. That has to be challenged. I'm hoping the ACLU is looking at that.
And also, if you're the kind of person that would do that, you don't belong in that business.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Isn't social worker, like, by its very definition, supposed to help people? I mean, yes. that's the definition of a social worker, you know?
And
you're supposed
people
to
that need to help the most, like disabled people? Are you kidding me? You're not going to help disabled people.
Yeah, that's abhorrent, man. Like, disabled people have it hard enough as it is, you know? I mean, like, whether you've got back issues or, like you said, an amputated limb, you've got mental issues, whatever the case is, your life is harder than everybody else's, you know? And
trans people, like, they're going through, like, their lives are hell a lot of the time for all the emotional trauma they're going through. Yeah. They need social help. Like, this is just...
It's a product of the Trump administration, man, for sure. You know, I mean, what else can you say? I mean, these people felt emboldened, you know, and that's what's going on.
Or the Johnson administration, if you're counting the UK.
Yeah, that too.
It's just the hate, like they are happy to hate.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's, you know, I'm not a fan of Obama, but I can't say that it was an administration of outward hate. I mean, it was behind the scenes hate, which is why I'm concerned.
All presidencies before this guy.
Yeah, which is why I'm concerned with the Biden administration. But Trump is outwardly, you know, racist, outwardly discriminatory against people with disabilities. I mean, even going back to that video where he mocked that reporter. Yeah. I don't know if you remember that, Brakeman.
I know exactly which one you're talking about.
Yeah,
he's shaking his hands, trying to. Act like the guy was mentally retarded, you know, like
no, he had like ALS or something, and he couldn't, you know. That's
I know, but I'm saying like the kids would do back in the '80s.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
jerking,
childish.
I was mentally handicapped.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, this is just another product of that nonsense, man. You know, I mean,
you see, kids in the '80s didn't know better, but they learned and grew up.
Yeah. No, I agree, man. I totally agree. What else you got, Brakeman?
No, that's enough. I was really disgusted by, like, you know, the people that are supposed to help others not going to help people just because they don't want to.
Yeah, it's another reason not to move to Texas. I mean, Texas, I've said for forever, everybody was talking about how Texas is turning blue or getting close. I'm like, those people are the worst. I've seen people from Texas here and move to here in Colorado, and they're just the same. And I know this is a generalization, but they almost every single person I've met from Texas has a holier than thou, I'm better than you attitude, you know, and it comes from that saying, everything's bigger in Texas. You know, it's like when somebody says that to me, it's like the stupidest thing that I hear. You know, it's like, get the fuck out of here with that stupid nonsense. And by the way, Texas is not the biggest state in the union.
I was thinking that too.
You know, Alaska is. So if anything, everything's bigger in Alaska, Texas. So fuck off with that nonsense. All right, Eric, what you got, man? This is a big one, and I almost put it down in mine, but I figured you would put it in yours.
The passing of James Randi, the amazing Randi, old ass magician from the back in the day.
Yeah,
and I think he was the protege of I forget their name now. Great.
I know who you're talking about, and I can't remember either, but James Randi was one of a kind, man. I was almost brought to tears the day. I mean, there was some other shit going on in my life that day. And when
more importantly than him being a magician would be his basically lifelong battle against pseudoscientific nonsense.
Yeah. Yeah, he was big on exposing frauds
like you know, Peter Popoff.
Peter Popoff was the big one, even though Peter Popoff is still profiting off of people. You know, those fake-ass fucking preachers.
Uri Geller.
Uri Geller. Yeah, Uri Geller was another one. I don't know if you guys saw Uri Geller on the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. But if you get a chance, go to YouTube and look at that video. James Randi helped Johnny Carson like set up some protocols for you know how Uri Geller used to, do you remember this break, man, when Uri Geller used to like bend spoons with his mind, he would say, and all that. You
know? I thought that was the Krishna, or what was his name? Krishna, is that what it is?
No, Uri Geller was his name. And
I am confused.
Yeah.
I don't really know. I know Penn and Teller, that's about it.
Yeah, well, Penn and Teller were proteges of James Randi. So that's how that Freak Five says Frank remembers when James Randi was a baby. How dare you, Freak Five?
he was a protege of Houdini, that's right.
Yeah. One of a kind, James Randi. He fought against snake oil salesmen, people that thought that made other people believe that they were psychic. He exposed cold readers like Sylvia Brown and who's that other really famous psychic guy?
Cleo.
No, not Cleo. The guy.
John something.
Edwards. John Edwards. There was another really famous psychic guy that he exposed. I mean, it's all cold reading. I highly encourage people to look up James Randi videos because that guy was one of a kind. And it really saddened me. It makes me, when I think of James Randi, I think of all the good he's done and, you know, how steadfast he was and what a great magician he was, too. He inspired Penn and Teller, Breakman. He was their kind of like mentor and, you know. He's just one of a kind dude. James Randi is awesome. And not too many people have very many bad things to say about James Randi except psychics and liars. Liars in general. Mm. So there you go. Anything else, Eric?
No, not really.
Okay. It. My stink of the week goes to the wildfires in Colorado. I'm looking out my window now, guys, and I'm on the east side of Denver. But Boulder is it's not within my view, but I know the general direction, and there's a big smoke cloud, and it's the biggest fire in Colorado history, and we've had some big ones here in Colorado, and it's awful. And coupled with the other wildfires we had from a few weeks back, I mean, the air quality here has been atrocious. I don't know if you guys have heard, like, me talk about the air quality here the past few weeks, but it's fucking awful, man. I mean, the ash is like starting to fall down. I can't remember the last time I've seen a clear day in Denver. It's
damn.
Yeah, it's really bad, and I feel bad for the people of Boulder. You know, a lot of houses have burned down, and these wildfires are out of control, and this one I don't believe was man-caused. It was definitely climate change, and, you know, we're running out of time, and we need to this is why I don't think Biden is the right guy for the job, because he's going to do nothing for climate change, and it's time we start reversing this trend. Otherwise, we're all going to, you know, our kids' kids are going to suffer the consequences. And
also, can we, eliminate the 4-year election cycle? Can we just get rid of a president if he's not doing their job?
I wish.
We should be able to do that with all politicians.
Yeah.
Honestly. Especially the ones that run on a platform and then immediately flip.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm running to make sure this stops and they get in and
you're supposed to serve us. If you're not going to do what we want you to do, you shouldn't be here.
Yeah, Breakman. The minute that they get elected, they vote the opposite direction. Yep. Yeah. I agree. I think we should have, like,
if
recall.
If you want to run the country like a business, then you should be fired.
Well, I didn't know all the facts, and there are some the things that we can't really talk about in public and stuff like that. Like, bullshit.
Yeah, stop your fucking lying.
This is no. You yes. Just
just
you were planning them.
Yeah, just admit it. You're beholden to your donors, and you got a lot of money, and you had to vote for your donors. That just admit it. You know, that's. That, I mean,
I'm not saying that presidents shouldn't have terms. They should have terms, but we should be able to get rid of them on a moment's notice.
Like I said, I think it should be every politician.
I agree. Judges,
mayors.
I agree. Council
people.
I totally agree with that.
It is way too hard to remove somebody from office, and they fight it tooth and nail. And it's like, well, it's ridiculous that we should remove somebody from office. You know, that just sets a bad precedent.
No, it doesn't.
That's what voting is for.
It sets a great precedent.
No, we voted for somebody to do something, and then they do the opposite. Well, how is that setting a bad precedent to remove that asshole?
No, I agree. I totally agree, Brandon.
Unless you're like super pro order versus chaos, then I guess it is a bad
precedent. There should be an ongoing grading system for the public to participate in, and if that grading system goes below a certain level, there should be an automatic recall, and we should
president's getting a report card.
Yeah, I agree. Something like that, you know, and I think we should have the right to recall a politician if they're not doing what we want them to do. Like right now, it's funny. In Colorado, there's a senatorial race that's between John Hickenlooper and Cory Gardner. You guys probably heard of him because Hickenlooper was a presidential candidate, and Cory Gardner is a Republican senator that's vulnerable. You know, you hear it everywhere on the news. Cory Gardner is vulnerable, blah, 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 whatever. But these two pieces of shit are just that. They're both fucking pieces of shit, and I can't stand either one. And it mimics the presidential race. We should never be in that position. I don't want to vote for either one. You know what I mean? So what's my choice? Nothing. That's my choice. Nothing. So I don't know, man. Something's got to give, man. We should have the right to recall politicians. Like, you know what we should – they should send out to every person that voted a report card. And if that report card says that this politician is below, like, a C, then we should have the option to – you know, demand another election for another round with that person and someone else.
Should be reviewed by nonpartisan entities.
Nonpartisan entities.
Coming from the people. Like, we get shit from Trump all the time telling us how great he is and what a great job he's done.
Yeah, nonpartisan. I agree. People that are independent, not either Democrat or – I would be perfect for that job because I'm neither Democrat or Republican. You've heard me talk shit and praise people on both sides of the aisle numerous times on this show, so you know it's time. Freak Five is exiled. Let me just get that out of the way. He says the wildfires burned Frank's crop. That's the real reason they are his stinko. That's not true. My
crop's in Boulder.
No, my
are
crop.
You kidding me? Frank would be way too high right now on the show if that happened. Like
shit,
all smoking air. Like,
right. If that was the case,
on the ground right now, like.
Yeah, if that was the case, all of Boulder, Denver, and Colorado would be high right now. No, my crop is safely in my safe. I have a two-tiered safe, and it's safely in there. Which reminds me, Freak Five, I might have a package for you soon, dude. A rather small. I mean, I have a big package, but you know what I'm saying. It's nothing sexual. I might be sending you a small package sometime soon. So look out for that, Freak Five. Yeah, I have no idea what's going on, Brick. All right. Anything else on that, guys? Nope. Okay. Let's move on to.
That was you were actually.
No, I know. I just thought if you had anything to.
I could tell you kind of realized it. Like, oh yeah, that was me.
All right. Let's move on to Sweetos.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweeto of the week.
All right, Brickman, you're Sweeto of the week.
Oh, you know how Antifa. This huge organization is going around the country and causing riots and terrorizing and stuff like that. Well, several of the Proud Boys have been arrested in connection with starting these so-called Antifa riots.
I knew it. Antifa had nothing to do with any of that shit, man. None of it.
They arrested a few of them so far. Like, basically, they were going up to the police and firing guns and saying this was for George Floyd. And
oh, God.
Like,
dumbasses.
Yeah, like they were intentionally trying to start.
It's wrong to say even that Antifa had anything to do with it because they're not an organization.
They're not.
It's a movement.
Yeah. And what's funny, you know what Antifa stands for? Anti-fascist or anti-fascism. And it's like, I've never seen direct evidence that Antifa as a movement has ever started any type of violence or anything like that.
It's not even an organization, as Eric was saying. There's no somebody at the high up or something like that. Like Black Lives Matter has like leadership, you know?
Well who's the leader of Black Lives Matter, Brakeman? You know what I'm saying? Like there's no – it's a movement. It's like what Eric says. It's a movement. It's not any organized
– It's not like the Black Panthers that had an organization.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's a bad organization. That's not what I was saying.
No, I'm not saying that either, Brakeman. I know what you're saying, but like there's no – like that's such a misconception that Antifa is this big organization headed by who? Who's the head of Antifa? Does anybody know? so stupid.
Oh shit, I wasn't supposed to say that out loud.
Yeah.
we gotta erase that part of this episode.
Okay. All right, what else you got, Brakeman?
Just imagine that there are secret Antifa cabal cells.
Yeah, the Proud Boys. What so what's your sweet old Brakeman?
The Proud Boys got busted for, you know, starting what and this huge Antifa organization, you know, this big millions of people working for the
now based on what Bernie said and what she said last week, I'm thinking she killed someone.
No, she got a promotion. Her sweet old, she got a
George
promotion.
George Soros, that's right. They all work for George Soros.
Yeah, because George Soros, you know, looking at that guy, he's a mastermind. You know, that's such a misconception that these billionaires are geniuses. I mean, look at somebody like Elon Musk. Does anybody think Elon Musk is a genius? He's a good businessman. The end. Yeah. You know, it's like, come on, man. So Bernie Sweeto, she's getting a promotion. So good for her. Yeah.
Good for you, too.
Yeah, it's good for me, too, she says. I agree with you, Brake. That's awesome. Fuck the Proud Boys. Eric, did you have a Sweeto?
A Sweeto? No, not really.
Okay, my Sweeto is, you know, I talked about the wildfires here in Colorado and how Boulder is basically lit up on fire right now.
So there was somebody you didn't like in Boulder?
No, I wish. I mean, Trump didn't visit Boulder, so, you know, that didn't happen. There is cooler and wetter weather coming ahead. So Sunday we were due for 4 to 8 inches of snow. So I've never wished for snow in my life except right now. So, you know, I'm hoping that they get all the snow that they can handle in Boulder and that quells the fires, because we've had a horrible fire. I think the big news was California was on fire, right? That was the big, you know, thing. But Colorado, I think, has had almost as big of fires as California. And we needed this moisture really bad. So I'm hoping for...
Oh, wait. I do have a Sweeto. I just found
Okay, hold on, Eric. Hold off on it. I'm hoping that not only that Boulder gets, you know, basically drowned in snow, but I hope the Chiefs get drowned in snow when they come to play the Broncos here, because that's what it's going to take, because the Chiefs are fucking good, and I know they're going to beat the Broncos, but I hope not. So that's it. All right, Eric, your Sweeto.
My Sweeto is Nintendo's finally releasing single Joy-Cons for $40 each.
Oh, good. Freak Five says his Sweeto is it's payday, so there you go.
Can you hook a controller to the Switch Lite?
I don't think you can.
No. You can pair a pro controller to it and use that, but that's it.
Well, that's kind of cool, a cool option for you, Brakeman. Get a pro controller and do that. That, I mean, that's
so the Switch has a Bluetooth capability.
Yeah.
On it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, let's move on to. All right, it is the final eight teams, or final eight movies, I should say, to determine the greatest horror movie of all time. Guys, there's not very many surprises in the final eight, except for maybe Wreck. But we're down to the final eight. You guys ready to do this? We're going to determine the greatest horror movie of all time today. You guys there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry.
Are you guys ready to do this?
Moving. I was transplanting the laptop so Mrs. Brakeman could hear the final.
All right. A lot of excitement in the air, guys, because we got a lot of great matchups. Let's start at the top here. Scream, Wes Craven's Scream, versus John Carpenter's Halloween. And I'm going to start with, let's start with Breakman this time.
I was just told to cast my vote for Scream, so.
Okay, so you're under mandate. I get that. Let me go next, Eric, before you go. I'm going to cast mine for Halloween. I think, in general, Halloween is a scarier movie than Scream, although I think both movies are transcendent movies. I think both movies are deserving of being here. I really think Halloween is one of the greatest. I think they're both great, great movies, great horror movies. People in chat are saying Halloween. Freak Fight says his Tweedo is... from all the masks, they probably weren't Trump supporters when he dropped off his ballot. Well, that's good. Okay, so my vote is for Halloween. Eric, you are the tiebreaker. What say you?
Gonna have to go with Halloween.
Oh, Halloween, by the skin of its teeth, moves on. That's actually not too surprising. I love Scream, but I think Michael Myers is an iconic, like, horror figure and super scary. Even scarier, so some. What's that, Break?
But so is Ghostface, I think.
Yeah, but I think when you know the reveal of Scream, like Michael Myers is still a bit scarier to me.
Yeah, like, I get that, but with Ghostface, they could really be anyone.
Yeah, that's true too.
With Halloween, you know, it's Michael Myers. Or that.
No, you're right. I just think there's something inherently scary about.
I wonder where Weiland and Dungeon are.
I know. Where are Weiland and Dungeon? I know Weiland was in there earlier. Let me mention people that joined chat. A10 is in chat. Weiland's in there. Commander Roots in there. Lurks is in there. Dungeon is in there. And Strip Bang is in there. And Thicker
is
in there.
They're AFK, though.
What's that?
They're kind of AFK, though.
Well, I don't know if they are or not. They might be listening right now. They might be working out or something and not able to type. So
getting high, like you,
or
like
getting
you
high, like me. I mean, like Break. I mean, like, we don't do that on this show, man. How dare you? Okay, next matchup. This is a Titanic matchup, and I love both of these movies. I'm going to start with Eric on this one. We got Texas Chainsaw Massacre going up against Wreck. Eric, what say you?
Eric would rather see Wreck.
Okay, Eric picks Wreck. I'm picking Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I love Wreck. I think Wreck is one of the greatest, scariest foreign movies ever. I can't say enough great things about Wreck, but against Texas Chainsaw Massacre, I can't pick against Texas Chainsaw Massacre because it's super scary. What say you, Breakman?
I have never seen Wreck. So I have to pick Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Okay.
Plus Leatherface was a good character in Mortal Kombat.
A great character in Mortal Kombat, man. I love watching streams of that. Bernie said TCM, no contest. It is a contest because Wreck is scary. I highly recommend people watch Wreck. Wreck was the surprise to get to the final eight, but if you watch the movie, it really isn't a surprise. It's a great, scary movie with a great subplot, and don't watch the American version called Quarantine, because I did not like it. All right, let's go down to the bottom here. This is another Titanic matchup, guys. I'm going to go first on this one. It's The Shining versus The Thing. These are two of my all-time favorite scary movies. I love The Shining. I love The Thing. I think I'm going to give a slight edge to The Shining.
I think I'm going to lose here anyways.
I think I'm going to give a slight edge to The Shining because The Shining is a multi-layered horror movie. It's not only scary on the surface. The deeper you dig into that movie, the more things you learn about it, the more the scarier it gets. I'm picking The Shining. What are you picking, Eric?
Probably The Shining.
Okay, The Shining, Eric picks. So what do you
pick? I know I can't win against it. So
well, you don't know that. You don't know that. What are you picking, The Shining, or are you picking The Thing?
I'd rather pick The Thing.
Okay, pick The Thing then. What are you picking, Breakman?
Oh, wow. The Shining has one of, if not the greatest director of all time, and there are so many small things in it, small details to make it really rewatchable and stuff like that. But I've said with The Thing, it's got probably one of the best movie endings.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a great cast.
Yeah, that's true too.
The Shining, I didn't really like the cast of The Shining that much. Mm. Jack wasn't that, because to me, he was. Hey, don't hurt me.
Oh man, somebody might be
to begin with. Like he was, like to me, he wasn't the best choice. Like for to play.
The chat is saying The Shining, Breakman.
I know they are.
They hear the dog.
Dog is leading Shining, it looks like.
Wow. Yeah, even my dog wants to say Shining. Okay, fine, The Shining.
Okay.
The Shining at least it has boobs in it, too. So.
Okay, hold on. Dungeon says Shining has a haunted hotel, but the thing that has sci-fi creepiness with barf bag effects. So does that sway you at all, Breakman?
I don't know. I like Keith David and Kurt Russell and just and the whole thing was fucking the whole idea of the thing is terrifying. It could be anyone at any time, you know.
See, I'm sweating this because my favorite all-time horror movie is The Shining, Breakman. So I'm really sweating. What are you picking? What's your ultimate pick? I love both of these movies too, Dungeon. Mm-hmm. Great movies.
Yep.
It's up to you, Break.
Mrs. Breakman said she'll do it for me.
Uh-oh.
This is a hard one.
It is. Right. It's really, really tough.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
You can't take an El Paso.
Fine, The Shining.
Okay, The Shining moves on, I think, because of Mrs. Breakman.
Yeah,
you know what? To be honest with you, Break, I wouldn't have been disappointed in either choice because they're probably top five for me, with The Shining being my all-time favorite, but The Thing is way up there. I love The Thing. It is
just because of how much The Shining influenced other movies. I think that's what kind of pushes it over for me.
Yeah. Okay. All right. The final one for
a fair shot.
What's that?
I don't think Fright Night had a fair shot.
Oh, it made it. I think one round. So you know, it's all good. Fright Night's a great movie, but it's not the scariest movie of all time. I think we can agree on that. But
I didn't know this. You were trying to pick the scariest. I just thought you were trying to pick the best.
Nope, the scariest and
no,
the best.
No, we definitely needed The Shining.
The Shining, yeah. Okay. Bernie says The Thing is great, but The Shining, yay. Okay. Next round.
The Shining, it really influenced a lot more movies.
Yeah.
And just
yeah. Okay. We're down to the final one in the first round here, or yeah, I guess would be like the quarterfinals. Nightmare on Elm Street versus Evil Dead 2. I'm going to go with you, Breakman. Let's go with
Evil
you
Dead
first.
2.
Wow. No even contemplation?
Nope. Not
okay.
Even close.
I tell you what.
Movie.
I tell you what. I'm going with Nightmare on Elm Street. That's how quick
You're
it was
asshole.
For me.
Fuck you. I mean.
No, check this out. Breakman, listen to my logic. Okay. Nightmare on Elm Street is a scarier movie than Evil Dead 2. This is the scariest movie of all time tournament. So in my mind, Freddy Krueger in the first movie, I'm not talking the cheesiness in the following sequels like 3, 4, 5, whatever, is super scary. If you go back and watch Nightmare on Elm Street and really just focus in on Freddy Krueger, he really literally is the stuff of nightmares. So I'm, you know, there are scary moments in Evil Dead 2, like the cellar. You mentioned the cellar, Breakman. No question, that cellar is creepy as shit. You know, and the demons in it are pretty scary. But there is a comedic element.
You can't even trust your own self. Like if you get infected,
yeah.
Your own body parts could turn on you.
Yeah,
like,
no, there's no question. But I think if we're looking at level of scary, I think Nightmare on Elm Street barely edges it out. I'm slightly leaning towards Nightmare on Elm Street. So that means Eric, it's all on you. Nightmare on Elm Street versus Evil Dead.
Nightmare on Elm Street because there's too much of a comedy element in the Evil Dead series.
Okay, Nightmare on Elm Street moves on. Now we're down. Sorry, Breakman, your favorite.
But there's a ton of comedy element in the Nightmare on Elm Street series too.
In the first one?
No, he said series.
Oh, well.
Yeah, but like, that's like a thing as a part of the, like,
yeah, if we're talking Evil Dead 2, there was that's the thing. Like, I looked at both of those movies, and I love Evil Dead 2. I'd probably put that in my top 10 favorite scary movies of all time. Nightmare on Elm Street's a top 5 for me, for sure. So, especially the first one. I'm not talking as a series, because, you know, I mean, we all know where it devolved from there. But, all right, we're down to our final four, guys. Let's go with the bottom here. Nightmare on Elm Street versus The Shining. Breakman, I'm going to start with you.
All right, well, after the entire argument for The Shining, I'm going to have to go with, I have to agree with you. Freddy Krueger is just, he's the thing of nightmares. He is probably the most scary monster.
Yep.
So, okay. Yeah, Nightmare on Elm Street. She's actually wearing a Nightmare on Elm Street shirt right now.
Wow, awesome. Okay, what say you, Eric?
I'm going to know with Nightmare on Elm Street as well.
Oh, Jesus Christ. My favorite scary movie of all time, goes down in flames. I'm surprised, but Nightmare on Elm Street moves on to the finals, beating out in a huge upset The Shining. I think,
but like I said a while ago, there are certain things about The Shining that I didn't care for, and it sours my opinion on the movie because of that.
Yeah, and,
like, even ignoring that, there are, like, I think the vestigial like remains of, like, wooden, like, acting that happened in the 80s and stuff like that, yeah, is still present in The Shining, and that I didn't care for.
Wow, I think you're completely wrong, but you're allowed to be wrong, Eric. The Shining is a great movie, and probably the scariest movie of all time, but you ruined that. So you're going to have to live with that for the rest of your life, Eric. All right.
You ruined the show, Eric.
You totally ruined my vision of who's going to win this tournament. But we do have one more matchup here, guys, to get to the finals. Halloween going up against Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I'm going first. Actually, you know what? Eric, you go first on this. You got Halloween, which is another transcendent scary movie, going up against probably one of the most shocking scary movies of all time, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Both are iconic. Who are you picking?
Texas Chainsaw Massacre, just because of how much more influential I think it is.
Okay. What about you, Breakman? Halloween versus Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
We talk about monsters, and, you know, Leatherface is a cannibal and he's got a chainsaw and everything, but Mike Myers is unkillable.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
except for, like, H2O, but that doesn't count. For the most part, Mike Myers is unkillable.
I love H2O, by the way. It's great.
I just like H2O. I mean, yeah. Ice Cube, the only black man who can survive a horror movie.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so it's up to me who goes on between.
I meant LL Cool J is what I meant. Jesus Christ. You guys just let me slide with Ice Cube.
I know. I mean, they all look the same, right, Breakman?
No, I was thinking what's that Mars movie?
Oh, Vampires.
No, the Ice Cube Mars movie.
Yeah, Vampires.
Vampires on Mars?
Oh, no, Ghost of Mars. You're thinking of Ghost of Mars.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking, I got John Carpenter right, but okay. It's up to me who moves on here. Dungeon says Icon versus Icon. Freak 5 saying Halloween. I love both of these movies. They're in my top 5 as well. I'm going with Texas Chainsaw Massacre because Bernie will kill me if I don't. But also, I think justifiably so. Texas Chainsaw Massacre is scarier to me because it's kind of a real life scenario, right? Like Halloween, like you said, Breakman, like Michael Myers is unkillable and he's scary and he's definitely an icon. And I love Halloween. That's why it's in the top 4. But Texas Chainsaw Massacre to me is like more real. You know, and it hits home a little more with me. And plus, if you've seen the 4K version of Texas Chainsaw Massacre, it's amazing. It looks like a period piece. It's really, really good. So I am going with Texas Chainsaw Massacre. So now, gentlemen, we're going to crown the scariest movie of all time. I'm going to start here. It's Texas Chainsaw Massacre versus Nightmare on Elm Street. I've already raved about these movies. And how Freddy Krueger is one of the scariest, if not the scariest, at least in part one. I'm not talking about the campy versions of Freddy. But in that first one, he is the stuff of nightmares. But you know what? Leatherface is also a stuff of nightmares. Real life, like real, you know, like you can envision like a scenario where somebody would be like that, like an Ed Gein type thing. I'm going to go with Texas Chainsaw Massacre, guys. I think Texas Chainsaw Massacre to this day still gives me chills, and there's not very many movies that can do that to me. The Shining is another one for a plethora of reasons, but Texas Chainsaw Massacre is just it's on another level when it comes to creepiness and scariness and shocking and, you know, all that type of stuff. What say you, Breakman?
I go with Nightmare. Like you said, and Freddy's the thing of nightmares, and I know that there's campiness in all of the movies and stuff like that, but yeah, just the whole idea of Freddy is terrifying. Okay. If you fall asleep for even a second, you're in his world, and he can do anything he wants to you. And you can try to fight back, but you don't get like a gun that can shoot him or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And most of the people that try and fight back end up dead in some horrible fashion.
Yeah. Okay, Eric, it is up to you. Texas Chainsaw Massacre versus Nightmare on Elm Street.
Really, it's Freddy versus Leatherface at this point.
I'm going to go with Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre wins the tournament. Bernie is very, very happy over here. She is clapping. It's very, very deserving. I didn't expect Texas Chainsaw to get all the way, even though it's very, very deserving. Dungeon Buster is saying, wow. I totally didn't expect it, Breakman. I expected The Shining.
I think this is my last show.
Hey, man, Evil Dead showed up really well, man. Chainsaw for everyone, Dungeon says. Freaks. Bernie says she was nervous. I didn't think this would happen. She's super excited. Did you hear that? Hold on. Say it again, Bernie.
Yay!
She's so excited. That's her favorite scary movie of all time. So Texas Chainsaw Massacre is officially the greatest, scariest horror movie of all time on RP Grinders, and that, I mean, what we say is I mean, it's gold, right, gentlemen? Like
it's law, not gold.
Yeah, it's law. It's the law. So there you go. The greatest, scariest movie of all time, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. If you have not seen it, I would highly suggest watching the 4K version. I was highly impressed. Bernie made a very astute observation that it in that version, she wasn't able to see details in previous version of the movie. But if you see the updated, it's on Blu-ray, but it's a 4K scan. You can see things you've never seen, like what's in the Polaroids that the hitchhiker shows the crew. You know, just details that you would not be able to see in any other version. So make sure you check it out. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, your thoughts. Breakman, your thoughts.
I told you, I quit.
This is Breakman's last appearance on RP Grinders, everybody. Eric, your thoughts on our tournament.
Eric? I didn't know a lot of these movies, but I thank like the Shank the Chat for helping me out. I didn't know what was going on in a movie, so...
I think it's very satisfying. I'm looking at the very beginning, the 64. I think all 64 were pretty worthy, except for, like, I don't know, maybe, like, I think the Ghoulies made it in there, and I think that was Freak 5's suggestion. Freak 5, I think you need to, like, find scarier movies, man. Like, if that scared you, like, that shit didn't even scare me as a kid, you know? I mean, like, but, I mean, looking at all of Bernie says, we got you, Eric. Let's see. Dungeon says, well, a chainsaw is like the star of the Doom game, so it makes sense there. So there you go. Yeah.
Ash had a chainsaw. God.
Yeah, Ash does have a chainsaw.
Wrong
no question.
Chainsaw ones.
Are you sad that Evil Dead 2 lost to Nightmare on Elm Street, Breakman? Is that why you're so salty?
I'm not
no.
salty.
Oh, man. What a great tournament we had. Okay. So next thing we got to discuss, gentlemen, what is going to be next month's tournament? Next week, we're going to be discussing another horror-related topic that I'll talk to you guys about. Wyland says, oh, wow, dang it. Why do you say dang it, Wyland? Your Texas Chainsaw won. I thought you'd be super excited. I just got back. He said he just got back. Well, Texas Chainsaw Massacre ended up winning. I don't know if you see it on the screen there, Wyland. So
it was a rigged election. There's nothing I could do to fix it. I'm sorry.
Rigged election. How dare you?
Now we have to, like, he won't leave office, so we have to cast him out as retard.
Hopefully he's happy with this time, and it makes up for last year's tournament of greatest horror icon. Yeah, Texas Chainsaw. Okay, so next area of business, gentlemen. Next week, we're going to be doing a poll on Twitter, plus we're going to ask chat right now. So I'm glad you got back, Wyland. What is going to be your choice, Breakman, for next month's tournament?
Well, I'm going to do two. One being that we got the suggestion, which was horror television shows.
Okay.
And the other one was the one I was thinking, which was best game show.
Okay, so what's your pick?
Well, the one's mine. The other one's from the other guy.
Okay, Toy Box. But we're going to – okay.
I personally think you're just a contrarian, John. Woofy.
I don't think he is. There's some duck shit artistry in that back. What do you mean there's – what are you upset about, Wyland?
Contrarian, I tell you.
What are you upset about, Wyland?
Be satisfied with whatever we do.
Eight great movies. I bet you he's salty The Shining beat The Thing. That's what I bet. Okay, so we got two from you, Breakman. We got the greatest
I voted for The Thing.
Hold on. Greatest horror television series of all time, which is a great one. And also the greatest game show of all time, which I think is super interesting. So we'll put those two on the poll. What say you, Eric?
What were they again? I was thinking of something.
No. What's your choice for our next month's tournament? It could be anything.
Do you want to do games again?
We can do games. We can do movies.
SNES is what I suggest.
Best what?
SNES.
Okay, best SNES game. And I think I will go... I will go with the best PlayStation game of all time.
Best Thanksgiving foods is what
you mean. PS1 or just PlayStation in general?
PlayStation 1. Best okay. PlayStation 1. Because you got to kind of, you know, determine those things like individually because they all have great games. Okay. So here's the four, chat. So chat gets a say in this, but we'll put it out on a poll on Twitter as well. So you guys can go vote at RP Grinders. We'll have it up either tonight or tomorrow whenever Breakman gets to it. Okay. So the four choices are going to be greatest game show of all time, which is Breakman's pick, which I think is a fantastic pick. Or you can go with the greatest horror television show of all time, which there's a plethora of those that we could go through. You could go with Eric's choice, which is the greatest SNES game of all time. Or you can go with my choice, the greatest PlayStation 1 game of all time. Those are your choices. What say you, chat? Let's see what chat. I think any of those choices would be great, guys. I think we can definitely do a tournament of 64 with all of those. Breakman, I think Breakman's choice of game show is really intriguing. I think that would be something just totally off the wall. Awesome. Dungeon says, wow, all of the choices are really good. I know, ask, Dungeon.
Though, is Duck Shit Artist better than a Dragon Shit Artist? Does that mean he's less salty about it?
There are a couple, Wyland said. Well, tell me, Wyland, what do you think should not have won? Like, these are all reasonable choices here. These are all reasonable. That I mean, the fact that these eight got into the final eight is great. So how dare you, Wyland? Let's see. Maybe I guess best Thanksgiving side dish. No, Freak Five. Like, what one of these four would you pick? You got four choices. You got best SNES game, greatest PlayStation 1 game of all time, greatest game show of all time, or the other suggestion was greatest horror television show of all time. So what is chat? I'm curious to see what chat picks, and we will take that into consideration. We'll also do the poll. You would take Wreck over TCM?
What?
What? What is wrong with you, Wyland? Are you sick, Wyland? Like, I love Wreck. I mean, but there's no way I could pick Wreck over TCM. And he would pick Breakman's Choice Evil Dead 2 over Nightmare on Elm Street. I could see the debate on that one for sure. So, you know. But I don't think you have much to complain about. Thing over Shining, no way.
I lost on those two.
that one was a really hard choice.
I think we all struggled with that one, except for Eric. Eric just has this thing against Kubrick, so it was an easy choice for Eric. But I do love The Thing, Wyland. I think The Thing is in my top five greatest movies of all time. Not only greatest horror movies, but greatest movies. I think I agree with Breakman.
Well, I really hated how Shelley Duvall's portrayal was made in that movie.
Yeah, I understand that, Eric, but
and it's not just what he did to her. It's the characterization of her character itself that I didn't like.
What? That she beat? I mean, she actually beat the shit out of Jack Nicholson. I thought that was awesome, man.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the way she acted leading up to that part.
Huh. Okay. Well, I disagree with you, Eric, but everybody's entitled to their own opinion, but I can't believe Weiland would
I can't accurately describe it without it's something you have to be more of a feminist, I think, to understand what I'm thinking about, to get what I'm getting at. It's hard for me to describe it because
I think I know what you're talking about.
I have
about.
To write a thesis about it.
Yeah. If you do another convention, you could do a best Vegas prostitute tournament.
I mean, okay, here's the best way I could describe it in a way you might be able to understand. She was basically Judy Cleaver.
I get it, but think of the times, Eric. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, like, the movie is in the 80s. People didn't act like that.
Not usually. I need to discuss this further with you off air, Eric, because you're right. I'm not getting your point of view on it, but you know, I bet you I could better understand if we could talk, but we'll talk about it another time, Eric. But anyways, so what's chat thinking? What's chat's pick? Freak 5, Wyland, Dungeon. You guys gotta. We're gonna take your guys's because you guys are in chat, so you're gonna be a huge influence on what we pick. We're going to do a poll. We're going to get you guys' pick. But ultimately, we're all going to, you know, we're all going to vote for. And I'm telling you, I'm kind of leaning towards Breakman's pick of greatest game shows of all time because that's really unique. So what are you picking? The choices one last time are greatest game show of all time, greatest SNES game of all time, greatest PlayStation game of all time, or greatest TV horror show of all time. So Wyland says he likes them all. Well, pick, damn it, pick.
Well, like you said, I'll put up a poll on Twitter and maybe we can get some answers then.
Okay, I guess we'll do.
I'll put it later up in the week, though, so people can think about it.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, you could put the poll up and then have it going for like 7 days or 6 days or something.
Oh, you can do that? I thought I could only do 24 hours.
No, okay. you can do 6 days. So, okay, yeah, cool. Yeah. I think it's up to 7, but obviously 7 days would lead us up to, you know, today. So they're all really good categories, tons of potential for each. Dungeon says, all right, so I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll put it on the poll, and whatever you guys pick, game show, Freak 5 says. So there's one vote for game show. Make sure you vote on the poll, too, you know, so we can.
Well, we have pretty much a vote for everything. Everybody like all these questions. That's wow. Usually we get like some sort of unanimity, but everybody's different.
Yeah. What are you showing me here, Bernie?
I said TV horror shows.
Whoa, put your top back on.
TV horror shows, Bernie says. So all right, we'll put it up on the poll. Whatever wins, we'll discuss, and then we'll pick from there. But just to reiterate, Texas Chainsaw Massacre wins our scariest you know, greatest horror movie of all time. I don't think there's... there is some dissension, but I think we all did a very fine job of explaining everything. Texas Chainsaw wouldn't have been my top pick, but you know, what? Who am I? I didn't get my way. I don't think anybody got their way. Breakman didn't get his way because Evil Dead would have been his choice. My choice would have been The Shining.
Bernie got
I think Scream would have been Eric's choice. Bernie got her way. Texas Chainsaw moves on. That's why, you know, I love these tournaments because even if we have a favorite, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to win. You know, like we all have different opinions on games and movies and stuff like that. So I don't know. I think this is a good tournament, man. So, all right. I don't have much else unless you guys have anything else you want to talk about. Break, you do?
No, I hear a siren going by right now. I think I should hide.
I hear that siren too. I think you should hide. I think being on Grinders is illegal in most states. So there you go. Anything else, Eric, that you want to talk about or are we good?
No.
Okay. I think that's going to do it for this show. Let's start with our plugs. Let's go with you, Breakman.
You can follow me at Break _ on Twitter and at RP Grinders on Twitter, where I'll be putting up a poll sometime soon.
Great. All right. I'm kind of hungry, too. I think everybody's hungry. Eric?
Well, they're talking about food in chat. I mean, God.
I know. I know, man. It's, when you start thinking about food, you're like, oh, God, I'm kind of hungry. All right, Eric, what are your plugs?
I'm going to plug BostonBashBrigade.com and TotallyGN.com. I write for those, and I do reviews of video games. And I have a Patreon that you can go to, and if you give me as little as a dollar, that would really help out. I'd really appreciate that. And the link to my Patreon is in my Twitter profile, which is at EricRPG.
All right. You know, before I do my plugs, I want to give a special mention to Breakman. And for this reason, I told him this privately, but I want to tell you guys too. You guys should really go to the rpgrinders.podbean.com and check out the descriptions for the show. And you will definitely be able to tell when Breakman does the descriptions of the show because he does a really...
I have to like, try.
What's that?
Now I'm going to have to actually try.
Mm. he's really good at doing descriptions for the show. Like, you guys should check it out. He's really, really good at it. And I really enjoy reading those descriptions even more than I do editing or anything else on this show. He does a really good job. So check it out and let him know that he does a good job because he does. Not only does he put his heart into the show like Eric and I, but he does a little bit of extra and he gives you really, really good descriptions of the show. So check that out. You can I bet you it's Mrs. Breakman that does it, and that's why it's so good. Right, Breakman?
It's all him.
Oh, yeah, right. I bet you that's what he does. He like
script doctoring.
Yeah, he takes it to you and he's like, "Oh, I need, you know, you to doctor this up," and then you gussy it up for everybody, and it's so much better than anything I or Eric could ever do.
Spoil all my secrets, Frank.
All right. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can follow me on any of the gaming systems and soon the PS5 at RP Grinders. So check that out. Send Breakman some questions. We really need some.
Tweet out my friend code. I gotta do that too.
Yeah, I gotta give my. I don't even know my friend code. That's how not on the Switch I am, or the Xbox for that matter. But yeah, you can follow me on any of those systems. RP Grinders. Let's see what else. Yeah, if you can donate to the wildfire charitable organizations out there for California and Colorado, do so, because I've seen the devastation firsthand here in Colorado, and it's crazy. I should take photos for you guys and show you how bad it is. It's really bad, but you know, hopefully those people are going to be okay. And props to Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Check it out. Check out all these movies that we've mentioned. All 64 are worthy of your time. You know, check them all out. They're really, really good movies. Let's see. Freak 5 says, if you sleep with 64 prostitutes, Eric could record it and put it on his Patreon. I'm sure his
Patreon. No, I can't, because that would get me shut down.
Yeah, that probably would. Well, not if you don't show nudity or anything. Like, if you just show, like, well, if you show the like non-spice version and you showed like the edited version of it, you know, then you could probably get away with it, Eric. Okay.
On Pornhub.
Yeah, Pornhub. Yeah. Pornhub would work. Yeah, for sure. All right, I want to thank everybody in chat. A10 was in there. Freak5, our good friend Freak5. Commander Root was in there. Of course, Bernie is in there. Feet is in there again. Wyland was in there. Lurks and Dungeon Buster. Strip Bang and Thicker. Thank you all. Also, thank you to all the archive listeners listening on YouTube, especially Twitch. We really can't thank you enough. We're now an official Twitch affiliate, which might help us a little bit in the future. So thank you all for following us on Twitch. We really, really appreciate it. Let's see, what else? You know, everybody listening on the archives, you know, I know that you can't always chime in on Twitter and all that, but thank you for listening. We get tons of downloads on Twitch, and, you know, we really, really, really appreciate it. So, and Podbean and all that. So thank you guys so much, and iTunes, all that stuff. Thank you all. Big round of applause all the way around. So anyways, that's all I got. You guys have anything else? How dare you, man? I thought we were going to get through a whole show without that. Anything else, Eric?
Have a good weekend.
Okay. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week.
Get your flu shot.
Yeah, get your flu shot. We want to see you back here next week, where we will be discussing a great Halloween topic. Beans, next week is Halloween. So thank you all so much. Take care. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody. How dare you?
I messed up on Vader's birthday.
How dare you? What are you yapping about, Breakman? Hey, Breakman, what were you yapping about?
Why are you going to insult poor Harmony's feelings?
Later, everybody.